Well, the countdown is officially on. We have finally found some tenants that are going to be moving in the next couple of months. So we are gearing up to leave our home of nearly 10 years and start our new adventure. So this episode, I would love for you to come and join me, sit down with a cuppa as we talk about everything that's been going on lately. I'll share a little bit of a podcast update, as well as some things I've learnt during this season of, I suppose, change and how that's been affecting me. And also, I suppose, some things I've learnt along the way, and also how I'm trying to disciple my kids, etc., etc., along the way. Alrighty, let's get started. Hi, I'm Brenda, and you're listening to the Little Kingdom Warriors podcast, where we help our kids discover God through play. Are you overwhelmed by the weight of your never-ending list of things to do, but desperately want to invest in your kids' faith life? Are you tired of the same old colouring sheets and seemingly lifeless Bible stories that you're even struggling to sound enthusiastic about? Well, I'm here to help. I'm a lover of all things creative, an ex-primary school teacher turned stay-at-home mum and follower of Jesus. Let's walk this path together and transform our kids' lives with new and exciting ways to explore the Bible and help them become God's little kingdom warriors. We might not have it all together, but with God, and maybe a strong coffee or two, we've got this. Well, this is a little bit sad. I had to sit and have a look and actually check what I have and haven't updated everybody with, because it has certainly been a while since I have recorded, and I do want to apologise for that. We are in the midst of moving, as I've mentioned, and it is quite a process. Since I posted my last episode early in May, we have been out to the farm, we've been doing renovations, we've, not me personally, I haven't actually done the renovations, I've been doing all the cooking and the cleaning up, etc., etc., and getting everyone organised with food, mainly. Lots of food. But now it's quite exciting. We have the front deck has been converted into a front room, so quite excited that's going to be our space for the kids to play in and also do some homeschool stuff in there. The back deck area is sort of going to be partially enclosed so we can actually walk inside to the toilet, not outside, because it's been freezing cold, etc. Who wants to walk outside to go to the loo in the middle of the night? The kitchen has been completely pulled out and a new kitchen has gone in, so that's been really exciting. But in amongst all of that, keeping up with the podcast just kind of slipped my mind. So what I am thinking I'm going to do is to commit to fortnightly episodes until we have actually settled in. I have got a podcast episode nearly ready to go, a lovely interview I did, so I'm super keen to get that out to you soon. So that will be the next episode that will be dropping. So yeah, we will be moving shortly. The town that we are currently living in at the moment in Queensland, central Queensland, I had a look just to give you a bit of an idea of how much of an adjustment it's actually going to be. Our town apparently has 65,431 people, it's very precise. And the town that we're moving to, it's a small outback town. The 2021 census, I think, said there was 121 people, so it's quite the downsize. And the biggest thing that I have been feeling at the moment is, for ages, it felt like this move wasn't actually going to happen. So the realization that everything is going to be changing soon has really hit home. I have been trying to find some sort of calm amidst the chaos, and the big thing for me has been leaning in and trying to trust God that He's going to turn everything out for good and it's going to be fine. But at the moment, it's one of those funny things where I'm getting to the end of a season, and we have been here for 10 years. Danny and I, we moved up in a tiny 16-foot caravan, and it has been quite a journey to get to this point where we're finally going to be leaving. You know, we started our family in Gladstone and, yeah, now we're going to be closing that door and moving. So it's a massive thing, celebrating the end of a season. And it has really got me thinking, I suppose, a bit more about, because also while I have not been recording, my granny sadly has passed away. I can't remember if that had happened before I posted the last episode, but I suppose that's been something I've been sitting and thinking about a bit more. And, you know, she lived a very long life. And she was a homemaker for, you know, pretty much her entire married life. And it sort of did get me thinking a bit more about the legacy that I want to leave. And after this interview that I had with Deb from Mama's Mission, it got me thinking a bit more about intentional discipleship. And something that I feel I've kind of adapted to is living in the season and all of that. But I do feel like there's also a place for making sure that we are being intentional with our discipleship. So something that she was mentioning she does is, and I love talking to people about this just to get an idea of what they do and how I suppose I can do it as well. So she does devotions with her daughter in the mornings. So I was trying to work out how that looks, because obviously with so Lily is 5, Hugh is 3, and Jesse has just turned 1. Can you believe he's 1? Wow. So devotions, how does that work for us in this current season? The other day we just got out a storybook. It kind of, sometimes it just works if I just do things by the fly, but this morning in particular, I thought, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the, we have a couple of different Bibles I like. If I want to do a shorter devotion, I don't want it to go for ages and less flowery language, I usually use the Beginner's Bible. It's got, I think it's got the Beginner's Bible devotionals. I can take a picture of that and I'll put that in my email. I'll send it out in an email for my subscribers just so you know what that one looks like. And the Jesus Storybook Bible, that's another lovely one, but I feel like Lily probably gets a bit more out of it. And I also like to make sure that she knows that because the wording is a bit flowery at times, it's lovely and descriptive, but it's also important for her to understand that those words aren't exactly what's written in the Bible. So we talk about, you know, this bit did actually happen, but this author has added in these extra bits to make it sound interesting. So this might have happened, but they're just trying to make it sound a bit more interesting for kids. So yeah, we did a devotional in the morning and I tried to cap it about 5 minutes and it was pretty good. I suppose Lily's the one that was mainly interested. Hugh is very distractible. So yeah, at 3, I don't know. He'll talk about Jesus and he's definitely developing a bit more of a knowledge about him and that sort of thing. But there's not much of a... Well, I mean, I feel like there's probably not much of a grasp of understanding. He'll pray and he just sings. Maybe I should record it and play it in the episode sometime because it's really cute. Yeah, so I wouldn't say that he has a huge grasp of who Jesus is and all of that. But Lily has been asking some massive questions. Like today was, Mummy, why... Why is Jesus not normal and how can he do amazing things and those sorts of questions? Like some of the questions I have to take a step back and work out, how do I answer this in a way that she can understand, and how do you explain the concept of the Trinity to a 5-year-old? There are some huge questions. So I have found it quite hard not to just brush those questions under the carpet. Like this evening, for example, she was asking a few big questions like that. And I was so tempted to, in the moment, just be like, oh, Lily, you know, I've had a long day. Let's not talk about this. Can you ask me these questions later? But do you know what? These are the moments. These are the moments that I have to stop and go, this is important. Like right now, right here, I'm busy trying to clean the kitchen and, She's sitting at the dining room table and she's asking these questions, and it can be like, oh, just stop. Like, I feel like I answer these questions sometimes, it feels like, all day, constantly, but I have got to stop in these moments. These are the moments that I have got to take that opportunity to just sit and talk with her and let her ask those big questions about God, because she won't always ask those questions. A friend of mine said to me a couple of months ago, actually, and I think I've probably mentioned this on the podcast, but I'm going to mention it again because it stuck with me. She's like, you know, one day your kids are going to stop asking these questions, and you've just got to hope when they do stop asking all these questions that you did answer enough of those questions while you had the opportunity to. So I feel like these moments, they are fleeting, but they are so incredibly important. The other thing I want to chat to you, I suppose, about is, and give a bit more of a download of where we're at, is homeschooling. As you can imagine, in the midst of renovations and moving and all that jazz, homeschooling has kind of taken a bit more of a backseat, and I feel like it's probably wise for me to treat this year more like a kindy year, the beginning of homeschooling year. And you know what? I still feel like we are learning heaps. Lily has really been enjoying playing outside and just being a bit more creative and all that sort of thing. So that's been really good. And we are also looking forward to some things that we can do at the farm that we can't do here. We've been talking about animals and what sort of animals we might get, and I feel like that's going to open up a whole horde of new questions. And complete sidetrack, but I have just bought an egg incubator, so I'm quite excited. We're going to try and hatch our own chickens and guinea fowl and stuff. I heard they're quite noisy. So yeah, that's pretty much it at the moment. I would love if you could hop on over to the Facebook group. I sometimes find, I suppose a big confession is, sometimes I find it difficult to know who's listening and what you would love to hear about. Where are you at? What are you struggling with in your motherhood walk, in your journey? I'm a real person. I would love it if you would send me an email. It doesn't matter how short it is. If you enjoyed an episode, do you know what? It just means so much to me if you could leave a review or send me an email or whatever. I love that stuff. That keeps me going. That's the fire that sort of keeps me going. Oh, yeah, it's worth churning out episodes because people are listening. And sometimes that can just change someone's life or change the way you're thinking or give an encouragement to you when you're feeling like no one gets it. I just want to thank you for tuning into this episode, and I hope you have a great week. We'll catch you next time. Bye. Hey friends, if this podcast encouraged you or made an impact on you in some way, I would be so grateful if you could take a minute to leave a review to help other people find my show. Don't forget to click subscribe so you are the first to know when a new episode airs. Hop on over and join my free Little Kingdom Warriors Facebook community, which I will link for you in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless. I'll see you next time.